Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump fleshing out his controversial plan for U.S. control of Gaza.
Ever since the president said he wanted to take control of Gaza and move the Palestinian people out, there have been big questions surrounding where they would go and what if they didn't want to leave. When asked by Fox News if they would have the right to return to their territory, Trump said,
no, they wouldn't.
He says the area isn't habitable now and it would take years to rebuild. As to where the people would go,
I think I could make a deal with Jordan. I think I could make a deal with Egypt. You know, we give them billions and billions of dollars a year.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
A Hamas official said today it will delay the next hostage release after accusing Israel of violating the Gaza ceasefire agreement. President Trump plans to make formal today what he said yesterday on the way to the Super Bowl, a new executive order.
Any steel coming into the United States is going to have a 25% tariff.
What about aluminum, sir?
Aluminum, too.
China's retaliatory tariffs against the U.S. took hold today. The head of the federal agency that looks to protect whistleblowers has filed a lawsuit saying he was illegally fired by President Trump. For years, there's been debate about the future of the penny. CBS's Linda Kenyon reports the president has ordered the Treasury Department to tell the U.S. Mint to stop production.
In a post on Truth Social, Trump cited the cost of producing the 1 cent coin, writing, "For far too long, the United States has minted pennies, which literally cost us more than 2 cents. This is so wasteful." He added, "Let's rip the waste out of our great nation's budget, even if it's a penny at a time."
A federal judge who today blocked the Trump order ending birthright citizenship for children of people in the U.S. illegally says he's not persuaded by the administration's arguments. That ruling follows two similar decisions by two other judges last week. On the Health Watch, CBS's Wendy Gillette tells us there's a new study out about peanut allergies.
Children with a high threshold peanut allergy who ate gradually larger doses of peanut butter became much less sensitized compared to those who avoided peanuts, according to the study from New York's Mount Sinai. The researchers say increasing doses of store-bought peanut butter is a safe and inexpensive way to handle the allergy.
A parade for the Super Bowl-winning Philadelphia Eagles is in the works for Friday. The Eagles dismantled the two-time defending champs Kansas City 40-22. Philly quarterback Jalen Hurts, the game's MVP.
Everyone has to have a level of selflessness to achieve great things as a group and as a unit and be truly committed to what the mission is, and that's winning.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine is where Evers stops today. The governor is visiting Head Start centers in Superior, Eau Claire, and Racine to highlight his Year of the Kid initiative. He says he's aiming to make child care more affordable. There have been ongoing funding issues for Head Start programs across the country. A car crashed into a tree at Noel Place and Rosalind Avenue in Racine yesterday, resulting in critical injuries for the driver. Flight for Life was called. Racine police are investigating. A private ribbon-cutting ceremony was held last week to unveil Racine County's new Youth and Development Care Center in Caledonia. The new 50-bed facility is named after former county executive Jonathan Delagrave. Fire crews from Racine and Kenosha County were called to a chicken coop fire in the town of Brighton yesterday. All 7 chickens escaped unharmed. The likely cause of the fire was an electric heat lamp that fell. And Racine Unified is preparing for a referendum on the April ballot, with detailed information available on the Racine County I website. You can do a deep dive into the RUSD request and the impact at racinecountyi.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Eagles dominate the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens in New Orleans, where the Eagles beat the Chiefs 40-22 in Super Bowl 59. Philadelphia jumped out to a 24-0 lead in the first half and never looked back. The Chiefs blow a chance to a three-peat. The last time they lost a Super Bowl was to Tom Brady in Tampa Bay. Is this one even more disappointing? Andy Reid.
Yeah, listen, they all hurt. You get this far. You battled your tail off to get this far.
very, very hard to do.
Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts awarded the game's MVP.
Offense was able to score points, to take advantage of opportunities, put points on the board, and then defense played their ass off. They played how they played all year.
NBA, the Bucks with a much-needed win, 135-127 over the 76ers. Damian Lillard with a season-high 43 points.
I told Dame that he needs to be an aggressive scorer and an aggressive playmaker, and that's a hard thing to do.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 30 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be from the northwest at 5 to 15. Cloudy tonight with some light snow around or a little after midnight. Our low down to 15. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 21. Wednesday, cloudy with more snow possible and a high near 25. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Paul Harvey and the rest of the story talking about Aesop. No, not Aesop's Fables from Rocky and Bullwinkle. No, the actual Aesop. Aesop? It's coming up in 30 seconds, sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinedisccenter.com, or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
The rest of the story. The history books have been telling you all your life that once upon a time, many centuries ago, on the Aegean island of Samos, there was a certain slave, and we are told that he was born in Phrygia about 620 B.C., that he was brought to Athens as a boy, and there, the story goes, he was sold to a man named Ladmon, who took him thence to his island home. Now, Samos, just off the coast of Asia Minor, is a small but prestigious piece of real estate, remembered down through the ages as birthplace of the mathematician Pythagoras, home of the poet Anacreon, dominion of the infamous conqueror Polycrates. But students for more than 2,000 years have recalled and revered the island of Samos because there resided this humble slave whose master quickly learned of the lad's gift for storytelling and whose freedom was thereby eventually granted. Further, we are told, the former slave traveled far and wide reciting his charming tales wherever he went. He even spent a wonderful while in Lydia, in the court of Croesus, as the king's advisor. And what happened after that, very little is recorded. Some say the one-time slave of Ladmon of Samos lived an adventurous life and died at Delphi. Of course, you know the spellbinding storyteller of long ago by the solitary name for which he is world-renowned, Aesop. You've heard of Aesop's Fables all your life, but this is the rest of the story. Now, history is no better, no worse, no more reliable, no less than the historian who records it. And so it is because rest of the story stories must be based on historical consensus. We investigate all of the original sources from which the details of Aesop's life have been derived. And what we've learned in the process is most intriguing. The earliest recorded mention of Aesop anywhere was inscribed a century after he was presumed to have died. Herodotus is the reporter of fact in this case. And while he refers to Aesop as a slave, he presents posterity with scant information otherwise. The first known collection of Aesop's stories was produced fully 100 years after that. The compiler was one Demetrius Phalereus. Not one syllable from that early anthology has survived. Now more centuries pass. Plutarch, in the first century A.D., embellishes Aesop's still vacuous biography with an allusion to his tenure in the court of Croesus. It's only thereafter that the tales with which we are now so familiar begin to surface in manuscript form. By the Renaissance, scholars are presented with so many different versions of Aesop's life experiences that they begin to conclude the one fact with which most serious scholars are now prepared to agree. In all probability, Aesop the storyteller never existed at all. Never existed at all. That he was merely an invented name, an imaginary author, to whom a wealth of ancient folk wisdom, hand-me-down stories, were conveniently ascribed. Now, what all of this means is that the final, indeed the most remarkable of what we now call Aesop's fables, was Aesop himself, the man who never was. Now you know the rest of the story.
Had no idea. Paul Harvey and the rest of the story heard twice daily on WRJN. The first time, 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen. And then again, a completely different rest of the story at 12:05 every Monday through Friday on WRJN.
Wearing your green slips.
Just take your glasses.
From Radio Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
can't you see what you do with me? When you don't believe a word I say, don't you know I'm caught in a trap? I can't walk out because my love is too much, baby. Don't you know I'm caught in a trap?
Sonny and Cher, but then you already knew that. On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN, I'm Dan Marcus. This is the Dan Marcus Wax Museum. And a reminder, I talked about it a little earlier, that on the 22nd is the Downtown Chili Ice Walk. 10 different locations serving up chili. And it's not just about the chili. This is a whole family event because there are things for even the kids to do, like a scavenger hunt. And there'll be ice sculpting. If you want more information, go to our website and then find the link to Racine Downtown. Okay? And that'll give you the details. Our link, or our website, is WRJN.com.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
When the cold settles in, warm up with a bowl of homemade goodness from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Try their rich and hearty chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, bold cowboy stew, or classic chili, all made fresh and served in a warm bread bowl or on the side. Pair it with fresh pastry or hot coffee and make your day a little cozier. It's the perfect comfort food for chilly days. Follow Main Street Bakery on social media for all the daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Hey, nice job, Pete. I like those clean lines. Fellas, do we have anyone that can get to Greenport today?
At Corey's Landscaping, the staffing plan is in the weeds.
Anthony, we need that leaf blower over here.
3 more new customer requests just came in.
Who wants to work some overtime?
He needs to dig up quality landscapers and fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created? More than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Took my troubles down to Madam Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a bag down a pretty fourth and fine, selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. Thank you.
into a church. I passed along the way. Well, I got down on my knees, and I began to pray. You know the preacher liked the call. He knows I'm gonna stay.
In on what's happening in the news scene with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine is on the governor's agenda today. Governor Tony Evers is visiting Head Start centers in Superior, Eau Claire, and Racine today. He's trying to emphasize his Year of the Kid initiative, with said efforts to include making childcare more affordable. Evers' budget proposes over $500 million in investments to support the child care industry. There have been ongoing funding issues for Head Start programs across the country, with Evers saying it's all due to federal funding freezes initiated by the Trump administration. A private ribbon-cutting ceremony was held last week to unveil Racine County's new Youth Development and Care Center. It's in Caledonia and named in memory of Jonathan Delagrave. He's the county executive who spearheaded the creation of the facility. It's got 50 beds and was built almost entirely with state funds. It'll provide detention from youth across southeastern Wisconsin. The center is said to include a trauma-informed approach to youth care and rehabilitation. Racine voters head to the polls in April with the district looking for more money. Online, you can find a deep dive on how much money Racine Unified wants and how it'll impact their operations. You can go deeper at racinecountyi.com. Kenosha Unified voters have a referendum on the February ballot. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 30 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be from the northwest at 5 to 15. Cloudy tonight with some light snow around or a little after midnight. Our low down to 15. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 21. Wednesday, cloudy with more snow possible and a high near 25. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
WRJN.
Been 40 days since I don't know when. I just saw her with my best friend. Do you know what I mean? Lord,
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Lee Michaels had his one and only hit, Do You Know What I Mean? 1970-ish or so. Headed down to the boat now. Here's Every Mother's Son on WRJN.
She sits on the dock, fishing in the water, uh-huh. I don't know her name, she's a fisherman's daughter, uh-huh. Free.
hard to beat the Beatles.
Unless you got a great song by the Spencer Davis Group, for example. Here's Gimme Some Lovin' featuring on keyboards a very young Stevie Winwood. WRJN.
How could so much love be inside of you?
rains came down in the hollow, playing a new game, laughing and running, hey, hey, skipping and jumping. Slow, gone down the old man with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. Just to sing, sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la
News and timeless hits, WRJN. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget coming up in less than an hour is a song that was recorded four different times by two different artists and finally a hit 5 years after it was first recorded. It's coming up 1:45-ish on WRJN.
Crackling rosy, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more. Lord, don't you know, I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady, itching on a twilight train, ain't nothing here that I care to take along, maybe a song, to sing when I want, don't need to say please to no man for a happy. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling Rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now. Last for an hour, that's alright, 'cause we got all night to set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions, yeah. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we're going style. Crackling Rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on.
my baby. Cracking rules and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's alright, cause we got all night. Set the world right.
WRJN.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright or in the darkest night, no one knows. She needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost. Such a cause. There's no time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time. Lose your dreams and you may lose your mind. Life unkind.
at first just go steep. Turn the wider shade of pale.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. A new executive order about to be signed now by President Trump could rattle some trading partners. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
He's going to impose 25% tariffs on all foreign steel and aluminum imports starting today. Now, that will have the biggest impact on close allies like Canada and Mexico, whose leaders just cut deals with the president last week that they may have thought would head off moves like this.
A holiday's approaching and tariffs could have an impact.
Dave Mullen co-owns a flower and gift shop in Winchester, Kentucky. He's holding the line on price increases ahead of Valentine's Day.
We've already got 20 or 30 orders already in, paid for, and I'm not going to go back to that customer and say, hey, you know, you owe us another $2. We're not going to do that. We'll absorb the cost.
80% of the gift items Mullen sells are made in China. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Retaliatory tariffs from China against the U.S. took hold today. The head of the federal agency dedicated to protecting women.